HD2. Jazz, swing, blues, bop, and more, airing right now on HD2. For more information, go to WGTD.org or dial 564-3030.
Fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue.
This is WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. You're listening to Community Matters, a program that highlights various local issues and organizations. It's co-hosted by Lenny Aquinta, a nonprofit manager, fundraiser, and consultant, WGTD Walworth County correspondent Jim McClure, and by Marlo Harmon, a lifelong Racine resident who's currently employed as an addiction counselor at Racine Correctional Institution. And now, here's today's host.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Community Matters. I'm Troy McDonald. How are you guys doing on this Saturday, October 24th? I'm doing just dandy because we have one of the members of one of the biggest groups in America who is chasing to have the number one album in all of the country on the Billboard Top 200 charts. That's right, folks. We have Kevin Alusala from Pentatonix, the all a cappella group that is really creating music history. I mean, they are really creating music history. And so we're going to speak to Kevin about that and how he feels the pressure to top himself. I mean, they won a Grammy this year, right? I'm bragging for them before he even gets on the air, but I'm a huge fan, so I don't care. They won a Grammy. They performed on the Today Show, the Tonight Show. I mean, they've just done so much. I mean, winning a Grammy is kind of the pinnacle. They sold over 1 million records last year. And so I kind of wanted to open the show with kind of a little bit of my experience before we get to the interview of how I kind of met them. And it's a fun story. And so I was a huge fan of, you know, their music. So I contacted their press agent at the time and just begged to interview them for a podcast I was doing at the time called The Troy Show. And to be honest, no one really wanted to talk to them. They had come off of winning the Sing Off, which was like a reality a cappella singing show. But, you know, they weren't major yet. But I just loved them. And I knew that they were going to be huge. I just knew it. And so I did the interview. It was about 15 minutes. And afterwards, he said, man, you are really good. Like, you're one of the best interviews that I've ever done. And, you know, I was like, okay, that's cool, you know, because I loved them so much. And he invited me to go backstage at their Milwaukee concert, which they were performing. Was it the Pabst or the Riverside? One of them in Milwaukee. And I was like, yeah, I'll take the tickets. I'll see you there. And they invited me back. The show was amazing. And, you know, there's about probably 1,500 people in the crowd. And it was just amazing, very intimate atmosphere. And after that, I mean, they poured all their energy into the show. And I was like, okay, you know, he probably won't want to meet with me. You know, they're tired. They just, like, were jumping up and down for 2 hours. You know, I can't be too upset. And so they invited me back. And it was the most surreal experience, you know, because no one really wanted to talk to them at that time because they were just starting out and people weren't really sure, is a cappella going to work? And, you know, will people buy it? And I knew people will love this. So we're back there. Me and Kevin are talking about the music business and he's giving me just so many words of encouragement, you know, about my career. There are snacks and hors d'oeuvres, and Kirsty was back there, Avi, Mitch, Scott, you know, the whole gang, you know, was there, and they were like, yeah, you know, I know who you are, you know, Kevin was telling me all about how good the interview was, and I was just like, wow, they all know who I am, you know, like, what's going on here, and I would email their press agent, you know, at the time, you know, every time they did something big, when they made it to the Today Show or when they sold 1 million records, and I feel invested in these guys and this group, and now the world does. They won a Grammy. Their new album, PTX, is out now. Go out and stream it. It's on Apple Music, Spotify, you know, it's on, you know, Best Buy, Walmart, you know, wherever you can get a CD or digital download, it's there. And they deserve it. You know, they've really worked hard and perfected a craft that is just unbelievable. If you've never listened to Pentatonix, you're in for a treat, because I like giving things away, first of all. It makes me feel good, because I'm going to give you such a gift right now. You don't even know what you're going to get. Like, you're going to be shocked at how talented this group is. So what we're going to do right now before we kick into the interview is sample a little bit of what Pentatonix does. And then we'll get right into the interview with the one and the only Kevin Alusala from Pentatonix. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Tell me, am I going crazy? Kissing in the moonlight, movies on a late night, getting old. I've been there, done that, supposed to be high, but it's just cold.
Yeah.
Somebody wake up my heart, light me up, set fire to my soul, yeah. Cause I can do it if me, boy.
Yeah.
Give me that kiss, sleep, love.
With over 1 billion views on YouTube, worldwide tours, and one of the biggest selling albums of 2014, Pentatonix is one of the biggest groups in the world, bar none. Please welcome from the hit group, Pentatonix, Kevin Alusala. Thanks for being here, man.
Hi, thank you so much. Really excited to be here.
So, of course, you guys get asked the same questions over and over again. In fact, I was watching a past interview, and I was embarrassed for the guy asking the questions. It was terrible. So what is the worst question that you get asked?
Oh, my gosh. I think sometimes when people ask us to try to just do something on the spot, like, hey, can you, like, sing this thing on the spot? And we're like, well, we don't know. We have to, like, kind of arrange it and figure it out. I mean, it's not like we kind of just do these things very impromptu and spontaneously. You know, we really work out all of our arrangements. So that was a little bit challenging. But, you know, that's kind of the business and everything. And we love doing what we do. So.
Oh, screw them. I mean, are you kidding? I mean, it's they do their research. I mean, they should know the time and the craftsmanship that it takes to do what you guys do is just unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. It means the world.
So I spoke with you 2 years ago, as I mentioned at the top of the show. You couldn't have imagined all the success that you've amassed since then. Grammy Awards, Billboard Award performances, which I know you've said was a personal highlight. You know, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so.
We really need that. I mean, you never know the future, but we're so thankful that we just amass a fan base that is such a there's such a stronghold for us. There are people that really love our music, and you know, and we're getting it out there. And you know, this it seems like the right environment and the right time to be doing all this. We're so happy.
Michael Jackson, Evolution of Michael Jackson, one of your favorite videos. Do you feel the pressure to top yourself? You know, because that was a huge hit, and now there's going to be, you know, obviously, you know, you have Sing that's out that's doing very well. Do you always feel the pressure to make the next big hit?
You know, I think that's always our next goal. You know, how do we be bigger and bigger and bigger than we already are? It's kind of like in Royals, we kind of say at the end, we're bigger than we've ever dreamed, and that's truly the case. I mean, you know, right now, you know, we're promoting an original album, and we have a really an amazing opportunity to have the best sales that we've ever had. And so, you know, even in this time right now, you know, today we're trying to, you know, just get as many people to come and say, hey, check out our music if you like it. Definitely, you know, come and buy the stuff, because, you know, we want to be able to have, you know, we want to be able to top the dream that we had before and to have the best sales we've ever had.
I mean, you gave me the perfect segue, because the next topic is, of course, Pentatonix, the not the debut, but kind of in a way of what the group really is, the core of the group. It's the first album with all original songs. I mean, I love Water, First Things First, Ref is a Sing, I mean, everything. Radio is going to play such a big role in your future because you're doing original songs. Do you feel that there's a disconnect between what radio says is popping and what the audience is? Because you have as big an audience as anybody.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think it's all one big collective thing. I think, you know, for example, if you look at Ryan Lewis and Macklemore, they had the song Thrift Shop. Because it was doing so well online, radio said, oh, we have to play this. We have to take this thing and make it something that people love, because the audience, I think, is the organic kind of catalyst to show radio, hey, this is going to work. And so that's kind of, I feel like, what we've done. I think now we're at this opportunity to show radio, hey, listen, we have an opportunity to do something big here because the audience is there for this. And so if you play this on your stations, there will be an audience that listens to it. So I think it's a symbiotic relationship between the two.
Interesting, because I know one of the sayings that I've heard is, well, the people who say that radio doesn't work are the people who can't get on, you know, radio. But obviously, like you said, you're definitely at that point where, you know, I've heard Can't Sleep Love, and I turned it up on my radio. I said, oh, my God, because it's a discovery thing, right? And people feel invested in you guys.
Well, it's awesome because, yeah, I feel like people feel invested in us. You know, like I said, we have an audience that's there. But the hard thing about radio for us is that, you know, what we base our kind of, I guess, our fan base and our success on is something, YouTube, which is a medium that you have to see it and you have to hear it. And that's amazing for us because it's a cappella. You have to see the bass singer doing his low notes. You have to see me doing kind of the beatboxing and the singers doing their crazy harmonies. But now it's based on amazing songs. So, you know, I think that's probably the hard thing. But I think with Can't Sleep Love, it was the first single that made sense to say, you know what, this is a song that we believe people will love the song itself. And then they'll come and go back and say, wow, this is all a cappella, and then be more intrigued about what we're doing. So, you know, I think that's a small probably disconnect, but I think we're trying to bridge that gap well.
Speaking of, you know, loving songs, I heard one song in this album, and I wanted to single it out, New Year's Day. This is the All I Want for Christmas Is You of this next generation. You're never going to be able to escape that song. That is going to be played at every holiday. That is perhaps the career-defining record, if I've ever heard one. Did you guys know that in the studio?
Oh, my gosh. We definitely knew we had something special when we wrote it. We wrote it with two guys, Martin Johnson and Sam Hollander, and it was such a euphoric feeling in the studio when we listened to it. After we kind of made the demo, we were all like, yes, we have something very, very special, and we can't wait for people, our audience, to hear it. So we're so excited about that song, and we can't wait for the world to hear it.
Yeah, I can just see it, Ryan Seacrest or Dick Clark's, whatever it is, New Year's Eve, and you guys are there, Times Square, and singing that song like a yearly tradition. I mean, it's going to be that, in my opinion.
Oh, my gosh. We hope so. That's the hope. That's the goal.
You guys have done this, though, all of the success, Grammy Award winning, this new album, Pentatonix, which is out now. Get it wherever you can. But you've done this without the TMZ type scandal headlines. You're selling, you know, you're a platinum selling group, Grammy Award winning. Is that important to you to kind of stay out of that limelight, do it the right way?
I mean, you know what, for us, I think what's most important is showcasing our talent. You know, at the end of the day, I think talent speaks for itself. And yeah, there are scandals and there are things that happen like that, but I think where the long-term investment that people want to give to you, that long-term investment comes from showcasing talent. And if you've had that, people will continuously want to, I guess, follow your career. And so that's what we based our success on, just continuously showing people talent. And if people, you know, people have been receiving it well, which we're so thankful for, because, you know, we're doing a genre that people, I think, have not necessarily known about in the past, and we're trying to give it more limelight. So we're just thankful that we can showcase our talent on a daily basis to this music.
You're right, and I think when people think a cappella now, they think of Pentatonix. But there seems to be a fuller, kind of getting in the nitty-gritty, but I noticed it, and I'm a fan, so I'm going to ask it, that there's a fuller bass here from you, a fuller percussion that I didn't hear on the other two albums. How do you protect and invest in your own gift to be able to do that?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Well, for this album, we definitely just, I had to expand my range of what I could do. I mean, we knew we wanted to make an album that was very, very impactful, and so that meant all of us had to kind of expand what we did. So I listened to a lot more music. I tried a lot more different sounds. I mean, so we use a lot of stomping and clapping to make some things feel more organic because, you know, it does work in the realm of a cappella. And it does work, I think, it's something that can hit the scale when it comes to radio, that people say, oh, this makes sense. So, you know, we just utilize a lot of that to make an album that's, I think, more popping than the past.
Yeah. And, you know, we're kind of running up, you know, short here, but I wanted to mention, or running long on time, whatever it is, you guys, you know, really want to go to number one. And you are the first act, in my opinion, that says, you know what, guys, here's where we are. We're neck and neck with, you know, that artist. And, you know, we need your help. I've never seen an artist or a group, you know, go out and really ask for the support in that way. Why did you take that strategy?
I mean, at the end of the day, for us, we love what we do, and we believe that we can make something very, very special happen. You know, once again, if we get a number one, that's going to showcase a cappella in a completely new limelight, and that's going to showcase what we do in a new limelight. And we want to take that historic step. We want to take that. You know, it's kind of it's a very big moment in history. It would be, especially amongst all the music that's very, very produced, to have this organic sound become number one. So we just thought, you know what, let's ask the people. Let's go to the people themselves and say, hey, we would love your support. You know, we love what we do. We hope you would love what we do as well. And, you know, help us together do something that could be, I guess, in a sense, historic. And so we want your support to make that happen.
And last question here, you know, and I think, of course, you guys deserve to be number one, and I think it's going to happen. But yesterday was Back to the Future Day, October 21st, but now it's back in the... Yeah, back in the past. So if you were to tell the future Kevin Alusala and the future Pentatonix anything, what would you tell them?
Oh, my gosh. I would tell them enjoy the ride and don't worry so much. I think we're a group of people sometimes that can get so anxious and so worried about certain things that we forget to just enjoy the ride, enjoy the... Because, you know, we're so wrapped up in, like, all the things that need to happen. When we sometimes forget to sit back and relax and say, wow, look at all the things we're actually doing. How exciting is all this? So I think that's what I would definitely tell them. Just enjoy the ride. Enjoy the experience.
You're right. And I think that ride is going to end or continue to the Grammy Awards next year because of this album. Absolutely amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Alusala, please pick up the latest PTX classic, Pentatonix. It's available Apple Music, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and wherever CDs are sold. Thank you so much, Kevin, for being here.
Thank you. Go ahead, go sing and die, talk to the beat, won't stop, no, sing, 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 sing it out as hard as you can. Make them hear you from LA to Japan, don't let them bring it down. This is how we do it now.
Sing. Yes. Man, that was Sing from Pentatonix. If you want to listen to that in its entirety, go to YouTube and type in, obviously, duh, Sing, and it should be one of the first things that you see. That song, by the way, is on their new album, Pentatonix. It's available on Apple Music, Spotify, wherever CDs are sold. A big shout out again to Kevin Alusala for stopping by. Now we're going to switch gears here on this Community Matters. And actually, you know what? At this time, I'm supposed to, like, say the name of the show and the date. And hopefully, at least you know the date if you don't know the show. But come on, I mean, get with the program, people. It's Community Matters. It's Saturday, October 24th, 2015. I'm Troy McDonald. Right now, we're going to switch gears, though, to an event that our WGTD team went to this past Thursday at the Wheaton Franciscan Healthcare All Saints St. Luke's facility in Racine. And it featured the amazing Marion Hatcher, who has one of the most heart-wrenching stories that I've ever heard. She was addicted to drugs, got involved in a domestic violent situation, and eventually was wrapped up in the human trafficking epidemic. I guess that's the only way to really describe it. and was sold for years. And eventually she got her way out of that and is now a member of the Cook County Sheriff's Office as a project manager for the Office of Policy, as well as the Human Trafficking Coordinator. And she leads several efforts across the country to help fight this epidemic and to arrest perpetrators and, I'll be frank, the perverts who go out and commit these crimes. And her story has been featured on the Oprah Winfrey Network documentary, Prostitution, Leaving the Life. Also on the PBS documentary, A Path Appears, which won the director won a Pulitzer Prize for. She's won numerous awards. She has a bachelor's now from Loyola University. She's completely transformed her life. And she was at this conference sharing her story about how communities can overcome the epidemic of human trafficking. And you might be thinking, how is this related to Kevin Alusala and Pentatonix? And it is very different, but at the core of it, it's really similar. Remember when Kevin said in the past interview where they were doing the song Royals, which was on YouTube and was a huge hit for them, and at the end of the song they said, "We're bigger than we've ever dreamed." They were bigger than they've ever dreamed, and now that is certainly the case. They had a vision for their life. And they made it happen and overcame the obstacles to make that happen. And this story, Marion's story, is the ultimate epitome of that. She's now doing better than she ever dreamed. She's now using her pain and her suffering to enlighten others. And that's exactly what Kevin did and does in Pentatonix, using their gifts to help people in the world live and lead better lives. So let's hear Marion's story.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we're going to start this off with some real honesty here. I'm coming off of 5 days of high-dose intravenous steroids for my multiple sclerosis. And, you know, life doesn't stop because we have personal issues. When we have purpose and God is in it, He gives us what we need. He allows us the energy, the strength, the support, the care, the concern for others so that we can push through our own pain and continue to work on what's most important, and that's saving these lives, right? And so I want to tell you that because my eyebrows are not freshly plucked as usual. I did not get to the nail shop, and my hem was coming out, and Anne, my right hand, she's roving around, there she is, Anne, one of my wonderful interns. I have a human trafficking internship, and Anne is fixed it with, we had got the tape from the medical tape, so if you see it here, okay, we're just starting off, this is who I am, okay, this is the real deal, so when you see me fixing stuff, and you know, I came as I am, just as I am, like the Lord told me to, okay? There was nothing that would prevent me from being here, even if we had to bring the medicine and take this last dose here. We were going to be here today because this is where God wants me to be. I am a walking miracle. I am truly, completely, and overwhelmingly sure of that. And with that said, I am honored to be able to spend time with you. On behalf of the Cook County Sheriff's Office, Thomas J. Dart, the Sheriff of Cook County, on behalf of survivors of sex trafficking, prostitution, sex trade experience across the globe, it's a privilege to be able to, at any given time, sitting down, standing up, laying down, flat on my back, whatever it happens to be, to share what God has done with, for, and through me. With that said, I want you to know that prostitution is a segue to the sex trade, to sex trafficking, okay? Prostitution, many people don't understand that, and they said they look at them as different. They are not different. Prostitution is the segue to trafficking. Whatever the circumstances that lead to the person being prostituted, that individual, primarily women and girls, but we know that boys and men go through it, and transgender. It is extremely important that we know that connection, because when people think of prostitution, they think icky, you know. It's a lot of times you think of, is this somehow this street level ickiness that, you know, nobody want to touch it, it's taboo. But the bottom line is, prostitution is a segue to sex trafficking. How does that happen? Circumstances can lead us in many ways, whether it be through an exploiter, whether it be familial, whether it be a stranger, whether it be somebody that just decides they want to cozy up to you and make you think they can make it better. Survival. All kinds of situations. You want to think about this as I talk. Stretch your brain. Feel it. Okay? Prostitution is not something that a 7-year-old says they want to enter into when they're 7 years old. Anybody in this room say, I want to grow up, and excuse, I'm going to be very blatant and blunt here, to be called a hoe when they get to be an adult. Anybody in the room, raise your hand, because we need to get you some help if you did. No, nobody wanted to be labeled a prostitute when they're 7 years old. They wanted to be what instead? Ma'am, what did you want to be when you were 7? You right here, beautiful woman. Don't turn your head, lady. I'm talking to you. What did you want to be when you were 7?
You're going to be surprised. What? I wanted to be a religious sister.
And are you?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Boy, do I know how to pick him or what? Sir, I know it wasn't a religious sister, so what was it?
I wanted to be an NBA basketball player.
Can't stand up. Okay.
Things happen.
What are you?
I'm a journalist, and I'm going to be a marketing person in a week.
Well, it works for me too. It's just that made for a really great joke. You made me really good, you know, I mean, NBA basketball player. Okay, this is all working out really well. We got the sisters over here, and so we continue. Did I have any teachers? Anybody want to be a teacher when they were 7? 8, 10, you know, no matter which age. We got teachers, nurses, doctors, lawyers, airplane pilots, garbage man, working a grocery store. What?
Cowboy.
I had a cowboy back there. We're really rolling today, boy. Are we at Carrie, where are you? We're having a ball.
Right here.
We're having a good time. I got a cowboy back there. I've never had a cowboy in the room. This is a banner day for me. But I do not have any wannabe hoes in the room. Any wannabe labeled a hoe, wannabe labeled less than human in the room. Okay? Now, nobody asked me what I wanted to be, so I'm going to tell you. I wanted to be a scientist at first. I wanted to be an astrophysicist. How cool is that, right? Yeah. Then I wanted to be a lawyer. It turned out to be an accountant, a bean counter, you know, and all that good stuff. Turned into a whole lot of other stuff. And bottom line is, through a number of circumstances and really cool things in my bio, you know, I don't even know who that lady is in that bio, really. It's like, who is that, you know? That's God, that's what it is. But through a number of circumstances, like many, many people, the right set of circumstances, stressors, and life-changing events led me to become a victim of sex trade. A victim of human rights violation that you don't wish on anyone, but it happens. And we're all in this room because we care, aren't we? Mm-hmm. So today we're going to briefly spend some time after we've had loads of fun. We've already bonded. I mean, I feel like, you know, this is like the best way to start. But we really have to understand the dynamics attached to this. This is not, and I'm not, I don't give a regular time, I mean, because I'm past the horror story. I was raped, beaten, kidnapped, left for dead, missing for 2 years. We don't need to go through all that. Watch it. Oprah did it. You know, you just Google me. You'll find it. Me and my partners at the sheriff's office were all over the place. Christoph documentary, find it. You can see. But you grow in this process, and my point today is not to be here to give you ugly. I'm here to give you the reality. I'm here to give you the facts. I'm here to give you the thread of which makes this what it is, the real deal, okay? There are people at different points in their journey that they will share with you the ugliness and the pain, okay? But I'm past that. I'm all good. I got 11 years from that. I got 11 years sober. If you don't clap, I'll cry. So who in the room understands the concept of structural violence? Okay. Which way am I pushing this? I pushed
the
button.
Little arrow to the right.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Carrie?
I'm here.
Start.
Power is being able to say complete and utter nonsense and have it be believed. Powerlessness is where no matter how much cogent evidence and proof one has, to not be believed.
Read it one more time.
Did I say that word right?
Yes.
Power is being able to say complete and utter nonsense and have it be believed. Powerlessness is where no matter how much cogent evidence and proof one has, to not be believed.
Okay. If there's not anybody in this room right now that knows what cogent means, somebody needs to get on their phone and get the definition, because I'm not giving it to you. All right? This is a test, so find out what cogent means. We're going to come back to it. And if I don't see anybody looking like they're doing it, I will assign it to you. That's just how I roll. All right, good. Okay, I see people moving. Power is being able to say complete and utter nonsense and have it to be believed. Now, I'm going to stop there and say, no, I am not talking about the current presidential campaign. Although we could, but we won't. Powerlessness is where no matter how much cogent evidence and proof one has, to not be believed. Anybody find it yet?
Yes.
Speak. Give it to us, honey.
I can't read that. Clear, loud, convincing. Convincing, compelling, strong, forceful.
Say it louder.
Convincing, compelling, strong, forceful, powerful.
How much clear, compelling, convincing evidence and proof one has to not be believed. Is this not what a victim of sex trafficking is experiencing? Is it or isn't it? Mm-hmm. That no matter what, I've been beaten, brutalized. I'm sitting here, everything in the free world has gone wrong. Facing prison time probably because the trafficker got loose, right? The John's not even in the picture, right? But I've lost my kids, don't know where my kids are, don't even know how many kids I may or may not have, might have come from Russia to Chicago or Racine or gone from just North Dakota over to Minnesota or down to Texas or California, have no idea how many places I've been, have no idea how many people have been raping me on a daily basis, have no idea where, what, who, how, and I've only been in survival mode. I've gone from maybe having a whole lot to having absolutely nothing, or maybe I had nothing and still have absolutely nothing or even less. Power is being able to say complete and utter nonsense and have it to be believed. That's not the person that we're talking about. We're talking about powerlessness. The most desperate and utterly lost feeling a person can have. Where do you go? Because they've already told me that it doesn't matter what. Give me some more words. Compelling what? Convincing what?
Cogent.
What's the other word? Compelling, convincing. There was another one. So y'all let it go. You can't let the
powerful was another one. Yeah.
Say it again. Can't hear you.
Strong, forceful, potent.
All that good stuff. Seriously. The bottom line is proof one has to not be believed. We are talking one of the worst things in the world. Do you know how bad your children feel when they're coming home and they're telling you the truth? Those of you who are parents, or those of you who have nieces and nephews, or, you know, little people that, you know, you've been responsible for. You know how they feel. Dejected and like, how could you not believe me, Mom? How do you not believe me? How can you not believe me when I'm telling you the truth? With all that's in within them. and they mean it from their heart. They're telling you the truth about what happened to them. Bad, bad things. Sometimes with the children, it's just, you know, I didn't do that at school. But we're talking about, yes, that man raped me. Yes, that man sold me. Yes, they made me do this. Yes, they made me do that. And it's been going on for this long. And these are the things that happened as a result. But no one believes them. So, I work in a situation where we're going to just kind of keep this a little national right now, but we deal with international situations, but it's gender-based violence, and the bottom line is it is primarily a woman and girl issue. Isn't that, I mean, does anybody disagree that this is primarily a human rights violation against those who were born with a vagina? Bottom line, it just is. Yes, because of the evil in the world, it also impacts men and boys and transgender. Because if we all got up in the morning and thought that all was well with humanity, we might as well just, you know, take a pill, because it's not true. We wouldn't be sitting in this room if all was well with the world. So what we want to do collaboratively is to look at ways to deal with these things and support those who have been impacted by this on a national level. And the bottom line is, where are my cops in the room? I love cops. That's my people. Love to see a badge and a gun. It's a good thing. I need you. Because, see, I might work for the Cook County Sheriff's Office, but they won't let me carry nothing. And I have made a few enemies doing this work, because I don't know if anybody knows, but I am the coordinator of the National Day of John's Arrest, now called the National John Suppression Initiative. And in 10 sting operations, we have arrested more than 4,000 buyers of sex with 80 jurisdictions nationwide. Betty Flatt.
Wow. Powerful. Okay. We're going to continue today's programming with a section of this event where Marion took part in the Q&A, and it includes her information, her contact information, on how, if you know someone or, you know, that's going through this, I mean, you never know, but, you know, her contact information is listed in this second part of the Q&A that she took part in.
Deserves dignity as a basic human right.
Anybody, any male in the room willing to sign initial? Okay, Ann?
I got a pen.
Okay. Here, here's a pen for any other signers. You want a pen? You got, oh, you're a journalist. You got a pen. I'm sorry. Only initials. I'm not trying to hold, you know, like, run your background or nothing. So while we're doing this, Carrie's just giving me that we got time for three questions. So I'm going to shut up and let you guys grill me. I ain't scared. Three questions. Yes, ma'am.
I'm thinking back on when you said you were, your education that you had, and
yeah,
how things seemed to be going pretty good,
yeah,
for you.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, can you, I'm wondering in my mind, what happened?
Domestic violence. I got my ass whooped. That's what happened. I'm going to break it down. Excuse me, clergy. Sometimes it's kind of hard. You know, we only got a couple of minutes here. Basically, I'm a victim of domestic violence, and that was the precursor to my drug use. That was precursor to my breakdown. The my ex-husband, who was, we're actually on very healed terms now. My life, I'm talking about Jesus. We all, everybody is everything. All the people that I hurt and everybody that hurt me, the ones that are safe for me to be around because we had a child together, we're all healed, forgiven, all of that. But back in the day, he's a sociopath. He's too old to be one now, you know what I'm saying? Age will kind of get to you after a while and change a few things. He's going to either make you worse or better. And in his case, it made him better. But the bottom line is, I was, he tried to not only kill me, but my mother. He assaulted my mother, tried to kill my children, held a gun to my oldest son's head. And I ran from that. And that's how I ended up in the street. But the drugs had been introduced prior to that, and so that became my escape. Yes, ma'am.
Since law enforcement is often the first or only point of contact, a lot of these children and women is often lost because they're just put into the system.
Well, that's a real easy one. You just invite not only me, but you invite my entire team, which includes my deputy chief, my vice commander for special operations and special operations and vice child protection. You invite our entire team, and we train and provide technical assistance, local, state, national, and international. And if you can't get us, we have people that we partner with. We're part of the Cook County Human Trafficking Task Force, ran by the state's attorney's office in Cook County and the Salvation Army. We partner with hundreds of organizations nationwide and internationally, and at any given time, if there's a community you think that is open to it, needs help, we will make sure that they get what they need. We get there one way or another.
On the flip side of that, how do you talk to the victims if you're showing empathy and get them to want the help that you're trying to provide?
You got
to
meet them where they're at, because as you probably know, sometimes they don't want to hear shit. Bottom line, because I'm talking to a cop. Let me talk. Let's talk. Sweetie, I am not confused that, especially if they're either under the influence of substances, mentally out of their mind, or both, or trafficker, pimp daddy, baby daddy, boyfriend is sitting outside waiting to bond them out. She's not able to talk to you right then. You plant the seed. You do the best you can. You let them know there's some help. You give them my phone number. And I'm going to give everybody in here my number before we go. You give them my phone number. You say, there's this crazy lady I met one day that she can help you when you're ready. Doesn't matter 24/7. Doesn't matter if she's on the IV or not. That crazy lady will answer the phone and she'll get you where you need to. And I can get them from across the country. Doggone it, I get them and take them and do whatever we got to do with them and fix them and help them if they want it. But they're not always ready, and I have gotten calls, and me and my partners have gotten calls years later after planting the seed at the sheriff's police station or in Denny's. We try to do an intervention because the girl was allowed by her trafficker to let her go once a month to breakfast with her mom, and she was actually from the Milwaukee area. Came down there, we did an intervention, they don't let us go nowhere by ourselves. We had the sworn personnel waiting over there, whereas we had breakfast with the mom and the girl, tried to offer the help, she didn't want the help then, she got it later, when she got enough pain. And so, let me give you my number. How about that? 312. Uh-oh.
I didn't have a pen.
Thought you were getting ready to shoot me. Thought I was going to have to get Neil. 312-718-4451. Everybody got that? 312-718-4451. If you text me, I'll send you my email address, but I'll give you my email as well in case you guys aren't transcribing correctly. My name is Marian, M-A-R-I-A-N, don't forget the dot or I won't get it, Marian.Hatcher, H-A-T-C-H-E-R. Now here's the mouthful, at Cook County IL, C-O-U-N-T-Y-I-L dot G-O. Did I say that right? No, hell no. It's the steroids. Cook County, spell it for me, Carrie, come on now.
C-O-O-K.
Thank you, help me.
C-O-U-N-T-Y.
IL dot G-O-V, Cook County IL dot G-O-V. So it's Marian dot Hatcher, Marian with an A, don't put an O in it, that's for boys. Well, some people have messed it up, but if you ask John Wayne, that's how they spelled his. I'm done. Thank you.
You've been listening to Community Matters, a program that airs every Saturday morning at 11:15 on WGTD. For an online recording of today's show, log on to WGTD's website at WGTD.org, click Talk, and go to Community Matters. Your gateway to public radio is WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva.
Support comes from Gateway Technical College. Career opportunities abound in marketing, including public relations, advertising, promotion, and international marketing. Improve your degree through an articulation agreement with one of 35 colleges and universities. Check out marketing at gtc.edu.
From the WGTD Arts and Other Events calendar, Ridgewood Care Center in Racine will have their annual craft fair on Saturday, November 14th from 10 to 2. The event is open to everyone and there is no